Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast, a show for the rubes, by the rubes, talking all things Power Trip. Bets and Quotes is hosted by Chuck, better known as Power Trip Bets, and David, the one and only Power Trip Quotes. They were going to get an apartment together and see how things went, but settled on a podcast instead. This show is in no way, shape, or form sponsored by, affiliated with, or even tolerated by the Power Trip, KFAN, or iHeartMedia. In fact, we'd be willing to bet that Chad Abbott never listens to a single episode. And now, here are your hosts, Chuck and David.
Thank you, Chrissy, and welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast, episode number one. I'm your co-host, Chuck, the Power Trip Bets part of the equation.
And I'm Dave, a.k.a. Power Trip Quotes.
We're kind of like Parrish and Fletcher, except I think we'd remember if we ever played for the Buffalo Sabres. Consider us your semi-historians of the Power Trip, the guys who kind of know a little bit of something, but maybe not the whole story.
We will be your tour guides along this journey, listening to the Power Trip Morning Show. We plan to bring you the latest in analysis, bets, and hottest quotes,
as well as a section we call Your Thoughts. This week on Your Thoughts, we'll honor Dark Star. We will do a Tommy Olsen update. We'll play Sleep, Marry, or Kill with the men of the Lambert family. And we'll also do a segment called Stump the Rubes, which is your opportunity to prove that you listen to the show better than meat sauce.
Which won't be very hard.
I'm hoping. You happen to know the score of the Twins game, in case Corey's dad is listening?
They didn't play yesterday, but they won 7-5 on Sunday.
Perfect. All right. So I think Corey's dad will be happy with that news, because I'm guessing he's in our demographic, right?
He is. We're going for the 75-90 demographic, so I think we're hitting them there.
That's perfect. Yeah, I think our downloads will triple among the 75-90-year-old demographic, just given the twin score. So, all right, well, let's get going with the old bets update.
Here's this week in Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets, though.
Where's Power Trip Bets when you need them?
Ask Power Trip Bets.
Is Power Trip Bets drunk?
You want to bet?
Ooh. My favorite part of that is the very end, because you can hear Tommy go, ooh.
Ooh.
Very enlightening. So this week on the Power Trip Bets update, we're going to talk about Corey paying off the La La Land bet, the Warriors versus the Field bet, as well as the other NBA Finals bets that were placed, and we'll also talk about the Belmont Stakes that was run on Saturday. So we'll start with the Corey La La Land bet. He finally paid that bet off. That was a bet that was near and dear to my heart, because the one time I had the opportunity to go in studio and watch the show live, literally as I'm walking into the studio, Haley brought me into the studio, and as I'm walking in, I went in the booth where Corey and Sauce are. And they're in the middle of making this bet. They were talking about the over-under line for the NFC Championship with the Eagles and Vikings. And so I'm sitting down, my first time listening to the show live, and they're in the middle of placing a bet. And so it was kind of funny, because I was there, and I didn't actually get a chance to tweet out the bet right away. I had to listen back to the podcast, because I couldn't hear Chris's side of the bet, so I wasn't 100% sure what had been agreed to. So... So that was kind of fun, kind of a good memory for me when Corey finally paid off the La La Land bet.
And Chris actually won a bet.
Yes.
That wasn't slots, which is his forte.
Exactly. Well, he knows the slot guys, so that's that kind of helps a little bit.
The beverage cart guy.
Yeah, they tell him which slots are hot. So. So have you seen La La Land? Because I was kind of with Corey. I watched the first 20 minutes on a plane. I hated it and turned it off and never went back. But apparently I missed out.
Yeah, I'm not a huge musical guy, so I don't think I'll be watching it anytime soon. I just thought it was kind of funny that he kind of came out and actually liked the film after the first 20 minutes and the non-musical parts, and kind of raved about it when everyone thought that it was going to be a movie that he would hate and it would be a painful bet for him to pay off.
Oh, absolutely. And it also showed that Corey is capable of changing his mind on something, because he often gets accused of, like, never being willing to change his mind publicly. And this is one where he definitely sung a little bit of a different tune. So that was interesting. So so that was the La La Land bet. The also did a lot of bets on the NBA Finals. They had the bet for the Warriors versus the Field, which was Corey versus Chris and Tommy for $100. Corey obviously won that very easily, which that kind of seemed like a foregone conclusion after the Rocket series, in my opinion.
Yeah, we all thought after game one, the whole J.R. Smith kerfuffle there at the end of the game, that it was going to be, you know, that was their game to win, and it turned out to be just an absolute murder fest after that. Wasn't even close.
And oh my God, like, the Warriors almost covered on top of it in overtime. I'm like, that would have been one of the bad beats of all time.
Right. And as we were prepping for this, we were talking about the game three, you know, that I believe the Warriors are favored by 12.5. And
right.
It was like, how, I mean, if Cleveland's going to win one of those games, it's going to be game three. You get on home court, and yet we still both kind of agreed that 12.5, the Warriors minus 12.5 was going to be a good bet, and it paid.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. That was I only placed two bets in the entire NBA playoffs this year, and both of them were on the Warriors, and both of them hit. So I think that was the way to go this year.
And yet you'd still bet on every road NHL game.
I did do that. Yeah. That was my action for those 8 weeks, was taking every, but hey, it's, I mean, 7 out of 9 years, and I can't argue with the track record on that.
Right.
So I had a few people tweet at me that are like, remind me to do this next year. I was like, yeah, I need to, every year I keep saying I'm going to up it to like $50 a game. But then the problem with it is the 2 years when it went bad, it went really bad. So,
sure.
Yeah. I got to kind of adjust. I've got a strategy to adjust for it eventually. But so then the other bet that happened was the game three bet, where Hockey and Sauce bet on that game, and Sauce won that one because he had the Warriors and they covered. And they brought up the fact that LeBron broke his hand after game one, and Sauce sort of casually mentioned, like, maybe I should give you your money back, Hawk. But that was kind of the end of the conversation. So I didn't see Vegas giving any money back to anybody after the whole LeBron broken hand thing. So probably fair that Sauce keeps his $50.
Right.
So yeah, so that was kind of the NBA Finals. The last topic I had for the bets update was the Belmont Stakes. So that was run on Saturday. Of course, they did the smart thing, I think. They took Justify out of the mix when they drew for names. I really wish they had actually picked horses, like, so that there'd be some advantage to let, you know, your name gets drawn and maybe you take a horse with better odds or something like that. But they just did a random draw, and Rosie, thanks to Gronkowski, ended up taking the money home. So Gronkowski finished second to Justify, and that was the Belmont Stakes bet. Of course, I very brilliantly texted you immediately right before the race and said, yeah, I've totally got this race called. Justified's going to come out hot. He's going to lead most of the way. He's going to fade down the stretch and finish fourth. Nailed it.
And I agreed.
So thankfully, did you have any money on it? Because I didn't bet it.
I didn't. I had planned to go to Canterbury, and I'd lost enough money there, being an expert in the first two legs of the Triple Crown, that I took the Saturday off.
That was probably the wise move to do. So I was certainly glad I didn't put money on it. So, and with that too, with the end of the with the Belmont Stakes bet being over, there are currently zero open Power Trip bets, which that hasn't happened in like a year, because that Warriors versus the Field bet had been open since like June 19th of last year. So it's been it's like a year since we haven't had any open bets. So for that, I play this.
Help me make it through the night.
Help me make it through the night, because I am tired and alone.
We should have bet on whether Corey even makes it out of the first day of the, what was it, event 24, the marathon?
Yeah, the marathon.
World Series of Poker.
Oh, I felt bad for him. Like, because there's so many people that, like, legitimately want to, like, I don't know, they're mean to Corey and stuff. And I'm like, you know, I legitimately felt bad for him because, you know, like Chris said this morning, it's like he looks forward to this all year. And it's like, even if he doesn't cash, you know, it'd be fun to play into day two or day three. And, yeah, he's out again in the first round or first day.
Yeah, it's tough. I know they didn't want to disclose the amount of the buy-in on the air, but I looked it up. It was $2,600 buy-in. So that's along with all the travel and hotel, that probably doesn't sit well with them.
Yeah, it's pretty steep. I mean, that's because when you figure the main event is $10,000, it's like, yeah, it's like, you know, 1/4 of the main event price. But who knows? I mean, he's obviously a good player because he's cashed before big time. So, you know, maybe hopefully he'll give it another go again next year and see how things go. And maybe he'll have gotten some of that oral money.
That oral money.
As he calls it.
And if he doesn't, we'll just enjoy Sauce and Hawk and AJ and everyone ragging on him for not cashing again.
I guess so. All right. So with that,
let's just not talk about gambling anymore.
All right, I guess Corey doesn't want us to talk about gambling anymore. So we will move on to the quotes.
They're memorable. They're timeless. They'll probably get meat sauce fired. It's time for the quotes of the week.
All right, it's time for your Power Trip quotes update. This is where we take three, or it's going to end up being five, but this week we're doing three from the last couple weeks. The best quotes from that time frame. Coming in at number three, we got AJ from June 4th. He said, quote, "Yeah, but sometimes you get it in your mouth when you're spraying it on your body." Now, I'm always a sucker for AJ quotes because a lot of the times it's just taking him out of context and making it sexual or dirty. And
That's
just not really who AJ is. So
right.
when he's able to be taken out of context, I like to make sure I quote that.
That is perfect.
All right. And at number two, we got Chris Hockey from May 30th.
Yesterday, man, I was outside and I was like, man, yeah, me balls are damp.
This one hit me too because they ended up actually naming the podcast for that day, Me Balls Be Damp.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know. It was kind of a spit take moment when I heard it.
Oh, yeah. He's always got to try and work the English side of things, even though he wasn't doing the accent. He's always kind of, he likes the English phraseology, I think.
Yes. Or Irish or Ricky Scottish. Rubio Spanish.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's. Because I'm not the biggest Wolves guy, you know, like I'm more of an NHL guy than an NBA guy usually. But it's like the biggest thing I miss is that Ricky Rubio has gone off the Wolves, not because of how it affected the Timberwolves, but how it affected the podcast or the Power Trip.
Right. And the Ricky button.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We don't hear the Ricky button anymore. The good old days.
All right. And the number one quote of the last couple of weeks here is Chris Hockey on May 31st with the assist to Corey Cove.
What's more American than in 1987 than going to McDonald's with your family?
Well, I can tell you, a tattoo of the American flag on your crank.
Yeah. That is awesome.
Obviously, they were referring to the series finale of The Americans when Philip and whatever her name is, and they're in McDonald's. And they're just kind of setting up the scene, but then Hockey just has to go out and talk about getting tattoos on your crank and speaks for itself there.
I think it does. Those are good. All right. Well, we will move on to our next segment, which is Your Thoughts.
It's time for the weekly segment of Your Thoughts. Copyright Dark Star.
And this week on Your Thoughts, we're going to start off talking about Dark Star. Obviously, a lot of you are familiar with Meat Sauce and other members of the Power Trip saying Your Thoughts when they're doing an interview or talking about a topic. And of course, Your Thoughts, in my mind, being the semi-historian that I am, dates back to Dark Star, who often would just throw it out there. He'd just give a topic and say Your Thoughts. So, in our small little way, we decided to honor Dark on this podcast and just name this section of the podcast Your Thoughts. What are some of your memories of listening to Dark?
Well, I started listening to and was aware of Dark Star. We watched him on Sunday nights with my dad with the, I forget the name of the show, but the 30-minute show with
right,
Royce and mm-hmm. yeah.
And Sid.
So
go back
I
and
saw him on
Sid.
That. And then I'd listen to Common from 2 to 3 on Fridays for his hour and still try to at least. He was a really funny guy. Probably my favorite thing that he normally did was any golf tournament, especially like the majors, he'd always wonder and ask where Lee Westwood is and yeah. where he's at or what time he tees off. Like,
right.
It was it's such a strange golfer to have that like affection or whatever he had for him. He just, that was his guy. And he always wanted to know where he was. And I just thought it was so dark. He's just so random. And
Random is like the perfect word because I remember listening to him back in the day on CCO and, you know, I fancied myself as like a junior horse handicapper back in the day. And, you know, so I loved listening to Dark and hear him talk about, you know, horse racing and odds and things like that. And so, you know, I just listened to him in general, and it was like there were some nights where it was like, oh, this is awesome to listen to. And then there were some nights I'm like, what on earth is Dark talking about? You know, there was I actually pulled some audio from it. There was an episode I watched a little while ago. It's actually up on YouTube if you search for it. But they did a wedding back. This is like 92. They did a wedding during Dark show. And it's just, it is, you know, if you've never listened to much of Dark before, go find that YouTube clip. It is everything that Dark is, like, in about a 30-minute episode. So I pulled one little piece of audio from that.
But that's very kind of you, and that Cub hat makes me feel bad because I lost a deuce in the ball game tonight, but I don't want to bring that up. That's a hypothetical $200, by the way, if you're listening out there with the IRS.
I just loved it because there was a guy in the studio that was wearing a Cubs hat, and Dark had mentioned earlier in the podcast that he was a little, earlier in the show that he was a little upset because he had dropped $200 on the Cubs that day, and just me being the, you know, anal power trip bets, keeping track of everything guy I am, I was like, I wonder if the Cubs really did play that night, and sure, and he made the reference, he said the Cubs lost it in the ninth. Lost me $200 in the ninth. So I went back and found the box score from that day, and sure enough, that's exactly what happened. So I thought that was great. But yeah, that's a hypothetical $200 if you're out there listening with the IRS.
Right. That's so just Dark.
It's classic. And of course, there's a couple other more famous Dark quotes that you'll hear on The Fan all the time. I didn't pull them all, but pulled a couple of them.
If you're a woman and you have $428. Go buy yourself a pair of $428 jeans and then go down here to the cowboy restaurant, W. Keith's, on a Friday night. Plop those suckers up there on the stool and the wolves will come howling at your door, mama. I'm telling you, the more money you spend on clothes, the better you look.
I love that one. It's just
so quotable.
Oh, yeah.
It's so funny.
I think I'm trying to think of all, like, you'll hear that on PA Show. You'll hear that on Saturdays with Sauce. I'm sure you hear it on Common. Yep. Just perfect. And, of course, this one, which pretty much applies to every person on the face of the earth.
I wasn't really listening. I was just waiting to talk.
You know, there's so many times where I would listen to Dark and it's like you totally got that impression where it's like, all right, I'm just biding my time until I can say something. Think my all-time favorite Dark quote, though, is one that I came across a couple years ago. And I think it makes me laugh. And you can find this video on YouTube, too. It's out there. He was doing some promo for a show that he was doing with Trent Tucker on CCO. And it's a simple Your Thoughts, but here is Dark.
I'm here with Trent Tucker, my main man. We do a lot of things together on Thursday nights. Talk a lot about basketball and other things. Just here at the outset, white people, your thoughts.
White people, your thoughts.
And Trent probably rolled with it. Like, Trent's such a cool dude.
Of course he did. He was like,
but how do you not laugh at that?
Oh, I know. It's just absolutely perfect Dark, so...
I actually heard one funny thing. It was last Saturday on Saturdays with Sauce, the 12:45 segment. He normally checks in with PA out at Canterbury.
Right.
And Sauce asked for his Paul's favorite Dark Star story that like you haven't heard.
Right.
And I'd never heard it as well. But he was talking about how Dark was betting at some track down in Texas while he was at Canterbury, and he put in the wrong numbers for his trifecta, and he threw his program down on the counter and was just mad, you know, because he just barely lost it. And he actually, since he had the wrong numbers, it actually came up what the results were actually in the for first, second, third, and accidentally won $6,000.
Yeah, like that's a perfect Dark Star story. So just stumble into $6,000 like that.
Yeah, whoops. So,
he probably used it to go get a couple orders of toast to go, I'm guessing.
Right, and then leave it at the restaurant.
Oh, definitely. So yeah, that's our little tribute there to Dark Star, and just in a small little way, he'll be a part of this this podcast, and you hear his quotes all the time, all over the fan, and rightfully so, because they definitely broke the mold with that guy.
No doubt.
All right. Well, next on your thoughts, we're gonna do our Tommy Olsen update.
And now, here's another installment of How Much Do We Love Tommy Olsen?
We do. We are avid fans of Tommy Olsen. I think when we were doing prep for the show, when we first started talking about this, I texted you at one point and I said, you know, maybe we should do, you know, like a Tommy Olsen update and talk about what's going on in Tommy's world. And the response I got back from you was, I F-word love Tommy Olsen.
Everybody does. I mean, oh, yeah. You can't not love him. When we were kind of prepping this show out, you know, he actually wasn't in last week. Maybe it was 2 weeks ago he was gone.
Right.
But we finally got him back last week. And it's like, that was way too long without Tommy Olsen. Like, the show needs some Tommy.
Oh, absolutely. The good thing is Tommy's been on the show long enough that we've got a backlog of various Tommy topics that we can discuss. And this week's Tommy Olsen update takes us back to March when, of course, every year Tommy participates in the core versus four bet, which he named. And how brilliant is that name? It's like when I tweet out a bet, it's like, oh, yeah, the NBA Finals bet, or, you know, Stanley Cup playoff bet or something. I don't have any clever names for it. It's just, you know, what it is, you know.
And Tommy, you need to get Tommy on staff.
I know. I'm like, leave it to Tommy to come up with the core versus four, which I love. It's like my favorite bet now. So back when they were doing the core versus four, which, of course, where Corey gets the field and each player that goes against him gets to pick four teams. So it's usually Rosie, Lieber, and Tommy that do the bet. And Tommy decided this year that maybe four teams isn't enough, and he decided he was going to negotiate the bet with Corey.
You can pick any four teams you want. I'll take the rest of the field.
Trying to swing a little something this year. Since it's such a, like, who knows board this year, it's kind of even over the, like, there's no, like, clear-cut favorite or whatever. Mm-hmm. Can we make it five or six teams?
No.
All right, let's make it four.
The best.
Corey doesn't even think about it, and Tommy's no. like, all right, that all sounds right. good.
Tommy was betting
swing a
way.
Little something.
I'm convinced Tommy would have taken that bet if Corey had said you could only have one team.
Yeah, I was like, ah, all right. That's what somebody I love on the line.
Oh, absolutely, because Tommy likes to feel the action, so it was right. like, I'm betting no matter what here, but I love the bravado that he had, too, at the beginning, too. He's like, try to swing a little something here.
Everybody just blew up. That was so funny.
And let's not forget who won that bet.
Tommy Olsen
won that bet. He cleaned
Villanova.
Up Villanova. Yeah, absolutely, because he won the core versus four and he won the overall NCAA bet against the other guys. So
that's 100 and what was the other one, like five or six?
It was five, yeah, because there were six guys in it. So
profitable March for Tommy Olsen.
Not bad at all. So that is our Tommy Olsen update for the week.
It's time to play Sleep, Marry, or Kill on the Bets and Quotes podcast.
All right, if you've listened to the Power Trip for any length of time, you've heard him do many, many, many installments of Sleep, Marry, or Kill. So we're going to do one as well. We're going to do the men of the Lambert family. So this would include Lawyer Lambert, David Lambert, and Paul Lambert. So, you know, I'm gonna bet you that our answers are going to be different on this. I'm willing to bet a caniac that our answers are different.
I mean, I love caniacs, but I think I'm on the same side as you on this one. I think we're going to be different, too.
All right, well, why don't you go first?
All right, so for the sleep portion, I chose David, not only because I share the same name with him, but he's a really fun guy. He's got a great personality, but really, I could probably only deal with him for one night. So I'd probably sleep with David.
Yeah, I'm kind of starting to get sick of that guy.
Still. For the Mary portion, it was kind of close because I love them both, but I'm going with Jeff, Lawyer Lambert. He's got a lot of money. Yes. He's got a very great career. He's very handsome.
Oh, very handsome.
Plus, he would buy me a Game Gear if I ever wanted one, because he got one separately for Paul and one for David growing up. So
absolutely, he'd probably buy you two.
Right. Yeah, if I wanted.
So you're gonna kill Paul?
And for the kill portion, I know, and he's like favorite person of all time, but I guess I'm gonna kill Paul. Just process of elimination here. I tried to think of some things. He's really needy. He complains a lot. I don't know. I don't really want to kill you, Paul, but in this scenario, I have to.
So you're going to sleep with David, you're going to marry Lawyer Lambert, and you're going to kill Paul.
That's correct. What about you?
Well, I think it's a good thing you didn't take the bet. I think we both were both realized we were going to be a little bit different on this one. So, yeah, I'm also going to go ahead and sleep with David for many of the same reasons you listed. And, again, one night is probably enough, because I think I would really start getting sick of that guy. So we're gonna go ahead and sleep with David. But I'm going to kill Lawyer Lambert. And the reason for this is, you know, Lawyer Lambert is a wonderful guy. I've been fortunate enough to meet him. Awesome guy, fantastic guy. But my logic is I don't want to end up in jail for killing somebody, right? Because this is still living in the real world. You're sleeping with somebody, you're killing somebody, and you're marrying somebody. You could still go to jail for killing somebody. And I'm thinking if Lawyer Lambert's alive and one of his sons have been killed, there's a good chance he's going to call out everybody he knows in the legal profession to get this crime solved. Whereas if Lawyer Lambert is out of the picture, perhaps David and Paul just let it slide. So I'm going to go ahead and kill Lawyer Lambert for that reason.
Well, at least we didn't both kill Paul.
This is true. And so that leaves Paul to marry, which, you know, I think that would be quite a fine selection. You know, Muppet's adorable, so I would have a stepdog. And, you know, Paul's got a sweet apartment. He's got a bunch of A-list golf buddies. You know, hopefully they could make it a fivesome every once in a while and get me out on the course. And, yeah, so I'm gonna walk down the aisle with Paul.
Well, isn't that adorable?
All right, so that's Sleep, Marry, or Kill with the men of the Lambert family.
Hey, Rubes, would you like to prove that you listen to the Power Trip better than meat sauce? It's time for Stump the Rubes.
All right, each week we're going to do a Stump the Rubes question to see whether or not you listen better than meat sauce. What we'll do with this is we're not offering any Edina Grill gift cards because, you know, thanks a lot, Rosie. But we will offer you praise and accolades on this podcast. So if you know the answer to the question that we have, send your name and the answer. You can email it to powertripbets@gmail.com, and I'll collect those, and we'll see how many people get it right. David, what's the question for this week?
All right. The question for episode one is, how tall is Christopher Allen Hockey?
Ooh. Yeah, that requires a little bit of listening. That's not something that's in the introduction every week or anything. So, yeah, you have to be paying attention to know that one.
I mean, he has a lot of stage presence, but
oh, absolutely.
He isn't the tallest guy.
Yeah, I'm 6'2", and when I met him, I definitely felt a little bit taller than him. Have you had the chance to meet Chris?
I have, and I'm actually also 6'2", so he's definitely shorter than me. That is for sure.
All right, so that's a little bit of a clue. So don't guess anything taller than 6'2" if you don't happen to know. So send your responses to powertripbets@gmail.com, and we will pick a winner for next week's show. So that will wrap it up for episode number one. Do you have any parting thoughts before we get off here?
It's kind of bet related. They were talking about Gronkowski, obviously the horse who took second, and they talked about it today. And Rob Gronkowski ended up buying a portion of the horse because of them naming it Gronkowski.
Yep.
And for some odd reason, Rob Gronkowski has a huge fascination with the number 69, which we appreciate as listeners of the Power Trip.
Absolutely.
And he's been betting $69 on a lot of things. And he cashed in his $69, I believe, is it place or show bet?
No,
for
he did a
second.
He did a place bet on it for second place.
He did a place for second place for $69 and cashed $950, which is nothing to him, but I mean, that's a nice little win.
It's a nice little hit on your $69 bet. Yeah, because when I saw that story initially, I just assumed that he'd placed the bet to win, and you know, obviously Gronkowski lost to Justify, so I was like, well, just a funny little story, haha, you bet $69, but then he actually bet $69 on a place bet. So
right, who does that, especially your own horse? Like, you'd think of front running kind of a guy like that would, you know, oh, $69 to win, or you know, $69,000 or whatever, you know, just to be cocky. But he is really good with his money. They talk about him. He saves all of his NFL salary, and he only spends his endorsement money. So I don't know, maybe smarter than he looks.
Yeah, that's a pretty good financial plan if you ask me. So that's good. And keeping your bets to $69, that's probably pretty good too. That's a way to stay out of the poorhouse
and the doghouse.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you everyone for listening to episode number one of the Bets and Quotes podcast. We'll try to be back every week with the latest in bets and quotes and some topics for your thoughts. If you want to contact us, Dave, where can they get a hold of you?
You can follow me on Twitter @PowerTripQuotes.
And you should follow them and be along with the – you've got, like, what, almost 7,000 followers now?
Getting up there, yeah.
I tell you, that's quite a little collection you got going there. You can follow me @PowerTripBets on Twitter. And you can also, if you have questions or comments or just want to harass me, you can send an email to powertripbets@gmail.com, and I will respond from there. So thanks, everyone, for joining us this week, and we will see you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast. Be sure to give us a rating on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And if you think we're hideous, please lie. Coming back.